3, 2, 1.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
And with everything going on, make your dollar count with a bank that gives back locally.
Greater Bank.
The Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
Yeehaw!
Here we go.
Now, it's going to sound weird this morning because Gawndy is down at the Bayview ready to have his first frothy at a public establishment because today is D-Day.
Yeah, it is D-Day. 7 a.m. this morning, these guys open up, and I thought the self-proclaimed unofficial mayor has to be here for the grand opening. So we're ready to roll. I am the first one here this morning. There's a few people doing a bit of a setup here, but I'll show you quickly around here, Pollard.
Yes, please do.
Got me up on a...
Oh, you're on the karaoke stage there. Oh, yeah. It's very quiet there, but it's looking good.
And I've heard from a few people this morning, Pollard, that they are going to come down here at 7 o'clock and get involved in the fun. So we're ready to go for a Monday morning like never before.
Don't forget to maintain social distancing. Don't shake people's hands, etc.
I've requested no one look me in the eye as well. That's just how the... You've just brushed it off on me that way. So,
Now, I've got myself a frothy this morning. As you can see here, it's a frothy coffee.
Yep.
So I thought I'd join in on the non-alcoholic vibe.
Yeah, well, the guys have offered me a coffee here this morning. I already rocked up with one. So, but I'll see how many I can get through. And 7 o'clock when those taps go on. Who
What's your first
knows?
Beer?
Who knows what's going to happen? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now, look, big show for a Monday morning. Of course, I'll be here this morning. So if you're listening right now and you're anywhere in the area around 7 o'clock, feel free to pop in. But we're going to do Celeb Net Worth next on the show. And we'd love a first-timer. If you're listening right now and you've never played our 6 o'clock game, we want to hear from you. So 13, 12, 16 right now. Simple as all you have to do is pick a side between myself and Pollard. And you could play. It's Gawndy and Ash on here.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It's Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Celebrity Net Worth Game.
What's on net worth?
All right, I'm playing for Christy at Arimba this morning. Hello, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Me, I am playing for Kelly in Copacabana. Copacabana.
Good morning.
Hey, Cal.
Morning, Cal.
What's happening, girl?
Oh, just on my way to work.
That's nice, delightful. Well, let's absolutely nail this, shall we?
We shall.
All right, best of three. We need to get closest to the net worth to win. And producer Matt has our celebrities this morning. Here we go.
All right, straight off the bat, he's in the news because he was acting with another Central Coast guy. It's Daniel Radcliffe. So, obviously, Harry Potter. 10 movies over 8 series. And aside from that, he's done a few movies and a couple stage productions, but not heaps off the screen. How much is Daniel Radcliffe worth?
What's on net worth?
What's the Central Coast actor thing, Matt? What's that about?
So it was in The Advocate today. He, an old lifeguard from Wombe Beach, actually. He is
he's
in that new Pretoria.
With Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, the new Pretoria film. It was filmed in South Australia, right. I believe, in Adelaide. And he had to scratch up on his Harry Potter knowledge to be able to go toe-to-toe with him, he said. Gawndy is locked in, Pollard, by the way.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Pollard locked in. Gawndy, you've said $60 million. Pollard, you've said $30 million. Harry Potter, one of the biggest movie franchises of all time. Daniel Radcliffe is worth $165 million.
Wow.
Yep, first point goes to Gawndy.
Yes.
Right, movie number two. He turned 90 over the weekend. It is Clint Eastwood, or person number two, should I say. He's 90, been acting since the 50s. Directed more than 30 films. Was the mayor of a town. Has had two divorces. The one early on in his career cost him a fortune. But that was early on. So he's had a bunch of real estate and his own production company. How much is he worth?
What's on net worth?
I'm in.
Both locked in. Gawndy, you've said 90 million. Pollard.
90 years of age, 90 mil.
Pollard has gone 600 million.
Oh, wow.
This is in Australian dollars. Clint Eastwood is worth... $563 million.
Pollard. I can't believe you thought he made $10 million a year.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know. Mate, you're off your head.
I don't know. Just popped into my
head. No, you're better at maths than I am.
No, I don't think I am.
Arguably one of the biggest actors of all time, Clint Eastwood. So
yeah, I'll give him that. I'll start that one up.
Number three. Let's see if you can get closer on this one. It's the tiebreaker. It's Morgan Freeman.
So, I would like to go to Christy. I would like to go to my phone a friend and ask Christy what she thinks on Morgan Freeman this morning.
Christy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to hear what he's been up to, or do you just want to... You know what you're talking about here. All right. He's been acting since 1980. He does a lot of narration work, so that also earns him a fair bit of coin. He does that for ads as well as acting. So for Visa, the big credit card.
He's got a lovely voice, doesn't he?
Yep.
Lovely.
He's been in 126 pieces of work he's acted in, and he's
had
two divorces.
He got a late start, though, Morgan Freeman, didn't he?
He did.
He like, started in his 50s or something.
Yeah, 1980, so...
Jeez, okay. All right, Christy, what do you reckon? How much is he worth?
Oh, 80 million. What's on net,
net, net? 80 million for Morgan Freeman. I'm going to learn from my last experience and say let's add 100 onto that.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, 180 million from us.
180 million from you two.
I'm in.
Pollard locked in with 300 million. Morgan Freeman is worth $375 million, Pollard.
You're kidding.
You've cleaned him out here.
Pollard's done it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kelly, and I didn't even cross to you.
I know. I was glad you didn't.
Mate, I'm so sorry. I know it's a team effort, but I'm happy to carry the load here.
I'm more than happy for you two.
Yeah, good on us.
All right, well, look, you're both in the running for our caller of the week this week, which is the $500 worth of Super Sups from Musashi. So both in the running for that. And this morning we've got the $25 voucher to the Lolly Barn at the entrance for Kelly. So nice little Monday morning prize for you, mate. Enjoy.
Yep. Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good on ya. There goes Kel from Marimba. It is Gaundy and Ash, just gone 6:12. Here on
here. No, Kelly's from Copa.
Gorney and Ash Pollard, the Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
Hits. I want to hear you sing it. Guilty pleasure sing-alongs.
Yeah, just gone 6:26. It is Gaundy and Ash here this morning. A few tech issues back in the studio there. I hope someone's not trying to sabotage me being at the Bayview this morning because this is the dream down here, Pollard. 35 minutes until it opens the doors and we are back in New South Wales.
We'll sit through these tech issues. We'll sit through your connection sounding like a robot just so that you can have the first frothy this morning.
It's one day, mate. I'm a man of the people. I'm here waiting for my people to turn up, so I can't wait. But across the day here, it is Guilty Pleasure Monday, and every hour from 9 o'clock today, we're going to be playing some Guilty Pleasure tracks, and we thought we'd do some in the show this morning. So for our 6 o'clock Guilty Pleasure, Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes. Did you have this on a Hungry Jack's ad? We used to have it on a Hungry Jack's ad.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For a Whopper or something like that. Guilty pleasure. Here we go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hits 101.3. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Have you been watching any of the footage over in the States, Pollard, in Minneapolis and right across the States with these protests that have been going on?
My television doesn't connect to the world at the moment. The only thing I can watch is Netflix because we're in the middle of a renovation. But the only things that I do see are snippets on Facebook or Instagram. And what I have seen thus far is absolutely horrific. Like, it's just beyond.
Oh, how crazy is some of it? The car's being flipped over, torched. Some guy jumped out with a bow and arrow.
Nuts.
Oh,
but also, anyway, you know, of course, it stems from something absolutely horrendous. And I must say, as a white person, you know, you want to share your opinion and you want to support and you want to say that Black Lives Matter. But also at the same time, you don't want to say something wrong and sound like you're racist.
Yeah. And then also saying nothing as well. I've
absolutely
sort of battled with that over the weekend. I'm like, should I post something about this? Or if I don't post something about this, what is that saying? It's hard to work out. But did you watch the video of what happened to George Floyd?
I did. And it was absolutely horrendous. I could not believe it. I was so angry.
Yeah.
So angry.
I sat there and watched the full 8 minutes, and it's just, it was that guy to be filmed and for people to be pleading with him and he just did not budge was just nuts.
Oh, like literally I'm lost for words, and I hope that cop gets his comeuppance because that's horrendous behaviour.
Well, look, journalist Tim Arvier from Channel 9, he was over there. He was arrested amongst the chaos for breaking a curfew law, and he had to explain. So he got taken into custody. He had to prove that he was a reporter reporting on it for Australia. Mm. And he's going to join us very soon, I believe, before 7 o'clock this morning. So hopefully we'll have him on the air very soon to find out exactly what happened to him and what the chaos has actually been like over there. You got a little bit of lighter news this morning, Pollard.
I certainly do. JB Hi-Fi, they're slashing up to 50% off for tax time. And this is the best time, you know, before tax, you got to go and buy some good stuff. And it's not from me. You can write it off from tax time. Didn't
hear
it from me.
The great thing now is as well, Pollard, is we're all working from home. So I'm pretty sure there's a few new things that you can get and just say, well, look, I needed it for my house.
Oh, no. Yeah, like treat yourself to a television.
That's just needed, you know, when you're working at home.
Get down there because the end of financial year sales are always the best. I'm sure JB Hi-Fi is not the only one that's offering some mega deals.
So this is it, right? This month is the month because it all finishes at the end of this month. But see these headphones here? Bought these just before the end of the deadline last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Geez, I've been rocking these headphones for nearly 3 years.
Oh, mate, get some newbies. Yeah. Load up while you can. All right, that is trending now. Tim Arvier from Channel 9, the reporter who was arrested in Minneapolis, hopefully joining us very soon.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Kids 101.3.
I can give you the countdown right here. 19 minutes until the Bayview in Woi Woi opens up. I'm here live this morning. So if you're anywhere in the area, pop in at 7 o'clock and let's catch up because we are back in New South Wales. And also, Tim Arvier from Channel 9, the reporter that's been arrested in the States, he's going to join us on air in the next 5 minutes, Pollard. He's been amongst the protesters.
Meantime, though, I wanted to share with you a collaboration that a company has pitched to me most recently. Now, I know you've wanted to be a Gaunfluencer in your time, but you don't really have the followers to sort of back that up and receive payment in exchange.
I'm a micro Gaunfluencer. So once you crack over 5K, which I just have, I've got just over 5K. I'm like a micro.
Oh, congratulations. You
know, yeah. So
micro influencer.
Yes, that's me. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm a mega influencer.
Oh, listen to her on a Monday morning. Oh, mate.
Anyway, look, I do receive emails through my management or through my other account every now and again, inquiring about whether or not I'd like to work with certain businesses, brands, etc. Recently, I received a very, very interesting inquiry from a female wellness company, actually, and I read this email and I sort of foofed it off because it wasn't giving much information, and then they recently followed me up again, and it turns out this female wellness company is actually pushing sex toys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so this company has asked if I would be interested in breaking the stigma of sex toys, vibrators and all the rest, and posting myself, not using it, but posting myself with the actual instrument on my social channels. And mate, this email was sent to me very early on this year, and it's taken me this long still to decide whether or not I want to align myself with such a product.
What's the money like? Is the money worth it, or do they pay you more because it is kind of a bit on the borderline?
Well, this is the thing. They've asked me for my rate, but I keep putting it off because I'm like, do I charge like quite a bit more than my general kind of going rate, or do I just not even bother telling them, you know, what I'd charge for this?
Are you comfortable promoting sex toys?
I've got to say yes and no. No, because I don't want my dad to see me doing it.
Oh, yes. Imagine Jeff logging on and there's you with a vibrator in your hand and he's like, oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
We are 5 minutes and 20 seconds away from the Bayview Hotel in Woi Woi opening up its doors with the brand new relaxed restrictions. 50 people allowed inside now. So I'm live from here this morning. So if you're anywhere in the area, feel free, come down, hang out in about 6 minutes' time. Let's check in with how you went with Pollard's picks from over the week.
If you love a punt like I love a cold one, well, you'll love Pollard's picks this week for the NFL and for the NRL.
All right, here we go. Blake from Woi Woi joins us again on the air. Morning, Blake.
Blakey.
How are you?
Mate.
How are you feeling, mate? Because I only know, I didn't watch the first two games, but I was tuned into whether or not I was successful.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the games on Saturday.
But do you know whether you were successful in beating me or not?
I don't know. I can't really remember. I think, I don't know.
Well, let me run you guys through it because I have all the facts and figures here. Now, the two games separating you guys were the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. So, Pollard, you picked the Roosters. Blake, you picked the Rabbitohs. Yeah, Pollard, you got up there, 28-12. So that point goes to Pollard. Yeah. She'll take that.
Thank you.
This could be the first. We should have gone the Roosters, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, we have a Pollard's picks first.
What?
It's our first ever tied round because the second game, Pollard, you picked the Sharks, Blake picked the Tigers, and the Tigers got up 28-16.
Ooh.
So one apiece on that, which means it's our first tied round. You guys have to go again next week.
All right.
He stays on.
Wowee. You ready for that, Blake?
Yeah. You'll lose this one.
Okay. All right. Come on.
All right. So for the first time ever, we've had a tied round, and Blake will return again next week to have a crack at the title. Pollard is unbeatable in Pollard's picks, but that hasn't stopped Blake from throwing a bit of shade there, Pollard.
I don't know how I do it. Someone who was it that said the other day, I just choose off the back of people's Guernsey colours.
That was James Bracey from Channel 9. Yeah, Bracey.
Thanks, Bracey. Get stuffed. It's a little bit more in-depth than that.
Yeah. Like, what is the in-depth side of it for you, Paula? Just explain that.
Just look at, like, stuff in the background.
Oh, mate. I do go
into the stats, and then I look at those little pie charts that they've got. I'm like, ooh, that number seems bigger. I might choose that one.
And what about you, Blake? What's your tipping tips?
Well, usually it's right. Back the better team.
He sounds just as uninformed as me.
Oh, it's a foolproof plan, guys. It's just amazing. So we'll have Blake back on again this week, having a crack at round two. Now, Blake, you're in Woi Woi. How come you're not here at the Bayview with me?
Oh, I'm not allowed there.
Oh, you've been banned, have you?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. What'd you do?
Oh, just a few too many drinks one night.
Yeah, all right.
Blake, you naughty individual.
Might be able to see if I can get that lifted for you.
No, I don't think so. He's been naughty.
Definitely give it a go.
Give it a go, he says.
Yeah, for sure. He's already been 3.5 years.
Three and a half years?
Yeah.
Were you that naughty?
Well, I don't actually remember what happened, but anyway.
Okay, well, I'm not condoning any of that.
Yeah, neither. Neither.
You deserve a smack on the bottom, Blake.
I'd rather that than 5 years, to be honest.
Oh, Blake. I'm going to find out more details of this off air.
Same. Yeah. Don't you hang up, Blake. We're going to come to you in a second and find out what's going on.
All right. We are 90 seconds away from this opening up, so let's go to the news. And when we come back, the doors will be open at the Bayview Hotel in Woi Woi. And hopefully Tim Arvier joins us as well from Channel 9, the reporter that's been arrested in Minneapolis, being caught up in all the protests. We'd love to have him on the air very soon, so we'll keep working on that.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
On the radio. Let's go.
Hit 101.3.
Just after 7 for a Monday morning, kick off the song, Maddie, because we are back. Freedom, that's right. Freedom, boys.
Yeah. And girls.
Got a few people down here. Yeah.
Any girls there?
Jay's here, one of the managers.
Yeah, but Jay's the manager. Like, any chicks rocked up?
That's a negative at the moment. So.
That's because the chicks have got better things to do with their time, and they actually have brain cells left in their skull.
I'd have a well.
Unlike the rest of you and the blokes there.
Hey, we just like a good time. That's what it's all about. And they've relaxed the restrictions. 50 people allowed in pubs. And I've seen a lot of places across the coast are reopening their doors today. So to see local businesses being back open is what it's all about. But I'm here this morning. I got Filthy Phil, my space mate. He's here. G'day, Phil. How are you, mate? We'll get him on air very soon because he would have watched the SpaceX launch over the weekend. Did you watch that, Phil, over the weekend? All right, my space buddy will be on the air with us very soon to give us a recount of that. And what song did you want here, Pollard? You got Matty to get a song for you.
Look, I would just like Matt to play it for you. I love to have a beer with you.
Yes. I love to have a
beer with That's right. We drink in moderation and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We See, that's what you need to be playing.
What do you reckon, Pollard?
The atmosphere is great.
Is it cold?
I'd love to have a beer with Gondi, because Gondi is me, mate.
Mate.
As he skulls it.
No, not skull.
Okay.
A little sip. Just a little sip.
You drink in moderation. What is that beer?
I just said surprise me off the tap. Whatever. Whatever's going.
It's a lager. Looks like a lager to me.
Yeah, it's nice.
Doesn't look like a pale ale.
It's fresh is what it is. So come down, hang out. If you're anywhere in the area, let's celebrate. The boys are on, right? Yes. Yeah, they're all happy down here. They are happy.
God.
The self-proclaimed unofficial mayor is here for the grand opening today. So it is a good time.
You do look a bit weird sort of sitting there by yourself in the corner. I'm not going to lie.
Let me show you very quickly. I'll turn it around. Yeah, give the guys back in the studio the wave. Guys over there, there's the boys. There's Phil.
Oh, Phil's sitting by himself. Oh,
yeah, he's over there. We'll hang out with him very soon. All right, let's get some music on to celebrate, shall we?
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Live from the Bayview in Woi Woi is where you find me today. They open their doors at 7 a.m. and I'm here celebrating with the Peninsula crew, Pollard.
Yep. Congratulations. Which is a bit of fun. I do feel slightly left out, and I've seen that you've been handed a mini beer. And I thought that was literally just like a tinsy tiny beer in like a tiny tinsy glass.
No,
but
it's not.
What is it?
They are very tasty, but probably one for a bit later, to be honest.
So it is a shot in it with a bit of beer, is it right?
It's got like a bit of cream and a bit of producer, Matt. You've had a few of these in your time. How did you explain
What's a mini beer?
This little thing?
It's liqueur and there's Galliano in there as well to give it the vanilla. It's like a vanilla. It's very not delicious, kids, and you should not be drinking them.
Yeah. It's right. Yeah. But anyway, I'll put that aside for it. But it's very cute, isn't it?
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's a cute little beer. Anyway, we're missing you down here, Pollard. It's a shame you're back in Melbourne with long to see boyfriend Pete, but when you're pregnant and there's coronavirus, you know, we get it. And we'll have one for you this morning, don't worry.
I can't tell you, and I'm not a drinker either, but I have been craving margaritas and a frothy. Like, where does that even come from?
Maybe it's an odd pregnancy craving. I'm not sure.
Strange, but dying, dying
hey,
for
them. One guy that is down here right now is Filthy Phil, who we've had on this show before. He's my space buddy. He joins me right now. There's the space music right there. Hello, Phil. How are you, mate?
Buddy.
Here he is. He's joined me down here at the Bayview. So,
Phil,
tell me, because we are space buddies, we've gotten up and watched many a thing together. You watched the SpaceX thing over the weekend?
Yeah, mate.
The launch?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give us a recount? What went down? Because I'll be honest with you, I let the space team down and I did
you
not
didn't
get up
watch
on Sunday
it.
Morning.
I
nah.
send you the link.
Yeah, Phil even sent me the link to watch it live and I watched it on replay later in the day. So what was it like getting up live on Sunday morning and watching history be made?
Just like every other day.
Just another day for Phil.
Wow, Phil sounds very excited and very energetic and enthused this morning.
Get excited about it, Phil.
It's exciting. Did you see that they've gone on to the space station now?
What's the space station?
They've gone up. They've loaded. Yeah, mate, 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago. He's giving us live updates as well as we speak.
Wow,
so do you know how long they're up there for?
Oh, mate, I'll have to Google that one.
You'll have to Google that one, isn't it? You had a message, though, Pollard. You said that they sent a message down to Earth. What was that?
Oh, they sent a they tweeted something, and I can't repeat it to you now because I've lost it. But it was all about the scenario with the riots and things happening over in the States, and they pretty much just commented on that, and I think it was a little bit tone deaf, to be honest.
It was just not.
From how it looks up here, we're all in it together.
Right.
It was slightly more in depth than that, Matt.
I've seen a few funny memes. Well, I guess you'd call them funny, but they said, you know, the astronauts that decided to leave Earth, now's probably a good time. Have you just seen that meme doing the rounds? Because it is looking pretty shocking here at the moment. A lot of talk about conspiracies and if it was real or not. Are we saying this one is real?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the moon landing back in the day where they say they didn't know if that was real or not. There's been a few people say they didn't actually go. They didn't
How's the conspizzers? People love the conspizzer theories. I think this is real. 100%.
I think it is too. Yeah, I think it is too. Phil, you think it's real?
Yeah, I think this one's real.
Have you done Google in there while we've been talking there?
I've got a picture of the... hang on. I'll show you.
Phil's a professional space reporter, guys, as you can tell.
Look, getting on the space station, mate.
Oh, see, that has to be real, Polo, because look, that's them. Look at this. Phil's just done that for us.
All right, this that's them in a cabin, and they're
floating.
Floating through cabins, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. Well, that's exciting. Thank you.
Good on you, Phil, my space buddy.
No worries.
The worst space reporter in the world.
Yeah, I'll get it. I had to keep up my unprofessionalism.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of that.
Yeah, he's remaining
consistent. Doing a real good job of it, Phil.
Gorney and Ash Pollard, the Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
We've been trying to tee up this chat this morning. He's super busy, but Tim Arvier from Channel 9, he's a Today Show reporter, has been caught up in all the action in Minneapolis over the weekend, Pollard. And he even found himself detained at one point as well. He joins us live from the States right now. Tim, can you give us a quick update on your situation over there?
Well, Minneapolis is pretty calm at the moment because it's the daytime. What we're seeing is a pattern where by daytime it is calm. At nighttime it just descends into chaos. That's when the violence comes out, the looting comes out, the rioting comes out. And that's what we've seen, that pattern, night after night. Last night, of course, there was a massive police crackdown. They conceded they didn't have enough boots on the ground. They brought in thousands of extra troops to quell, what is an uprising. And that, to an extent, did work. A lot of the streets were calmer. We didn't see those mass riots, the mass looting of stores that we saw in previous nights. They had made more than 100 arrests, confiscating AR-15 assault rifles from people, that sort of thing. So things have calmed down a little bit today, but, you know, that anger still remains. We have to wait and see if it continues tonight.
Tim, it's a pretty hectic situation. I was looking on Facebook on the Nine News page the other day and you were crossing live to the breakfast show. You were right in the thick of the riots in Minneapolis where a man had been stabbed and authorities weren't able to get through because the crowds were en masse and also police are fearing for their lives as well. How on earth does anyone in the police system or emergency system sort of deal with this at the moment?
Yeah, that's what they're struggling to do with. And the only way they can do it is by having the sheer numbers, because for now they've been outnumbered. That day they didn't want to come down at all into the area. They effectively gave up that part of the city to the rioters. But when that man was stabbed, the stabber was being held by a growing angry mob, one guy holding him there with a gun, so they had to come in and do something. And it took them about 20 minutes, and they brought in those four police cars and eventually pulled it out. But, you know, the crowd turned on as soon as they had got those a couple of injured people out of there. The crowd turned, and there was rocks, bricks being pelted at them, the police firing their smoke grenades and stun grenades into the crowd. It was quite a scene.
And Tim, what happened when you were arrested? So just talk us through that process.
Yeah, so we were detained just for probably about 15 minutes or so. It's just a sign of how jumpy the police are. They're just very nervous at the moment. We were out past the 8 p.m. curfew, as we are entitled as journalists to do. You know, we obviously have to film what the rioters are doing. We also have to film what the police are doing so everyone can see it and that's why we're out there. And look, for the most part, we had been pulled over before that evening, and it was all fine. As soon as we showed our credentials, we were allowed to go on our way. In this situation, though, we were in an area where there was a lot of gunfire going on, and the police were very jumpy, especially because we had bulletproof vests on. So, there were two officers there who were pretty calm, one who was just a bit more jumpy, and he just pulled out his pistol, as is his protocol, and just instructed us to get out of the car. He told his colleagues to get us out of the car. So they handcuffed the cameraman, handcuffed the security guard. They were put me up against the side of the car, not violently, just searched me. They just wanted to make sure we were who we said we were, I guess.
Do you get a sense that you're in danger at all at any point when you're reporting on these things then?
Not particularly. In that instance, it is always a little bit confronting, a little bit nervous, but you just remember to remain calm, be clear with your communication, so there's no misunderstanding. That's how, things get messy. As we've seen in the past. So, and it was fine. The police were clear, we were clear, and it was all resolved, thankfully, peacefully. And in terms of being out in the riots, though, not really, because, at the moment, it's a weird situation where the protesters are angry at the police, not at the media. And they're happy to have us here. Usually when people are breaking into ATMs, they don't like television cameras just sitting there pointing at them. At the moment, they don't care. They're not also concerned about robbing a TV crew, which is another usual concern because they want camera gear. At the moment, they've got so many other options. Break into a hardware store, break into an electronics store and steal a flat screen TV. They're more inclined to do that than go after the TV crew. And we have a security guard with us as well, so...
Tim, it is strange times in the world right now, especially over there in the States, in Minneapolis. Thank you so much for your time. Tim Avier, Channel 9 Live from Minneapolis with the riots there. Good on you, mate. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. On the radio. Hey. Let's go. Hit 101.3.
Just after 7:30 for a Monday morning, I'm live at the Bayview in Woy Woy this morning. They've reopened their doors, 7 a.m. A lot of other establishments right across the Central Coast are doing the same today. And you certainly get a little bit of a sense like we're back in some kind of small way, Pollard,
Back to semi-normality.
Yeah, which I'm loving, even for a Monday morning, this bright and early. So if you're anywhere in the area, pop in and see us hanging out here till 9. We're missing you. We're missing you down here, Pollard.
Oh, missing me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I miss you too. Well, don't be so everyone. Shocked. Yeah, no, I am a bit shocked. It's just so annoying. I can't, even if I wanted to, I can't go mix and mingle.
This stage that I'm sitting on right now is the stage I believe you've done karaoke on. Is that true?
No, I haven't. I wanted to one time, and I think it was a Thursday night. I'd gone to the restaurant upstairs, come down to leave, and then saw people doing karaoke and thought, oh, my God, I'd really want to do that. So I waited around and put in a request, but then I waited too long and got too nervous, so left.
Oh, come on. It would have been great to have you up on this stage.
Yeah, but there also probably I need more of an audience, to get behind me. Because I get really nervous performing.
What was your song of choice? What's your karaoke go-to?
Probably an Amy Winehouse number.
Oh, yeah.
And, it wasn't going to sound that good. I just needed someone to support and bolster me and encourage me through it.
On a Thursday night at the Bayview, you don't need it to sound good. Everyone is just fired up. You could sing it any which way possible and everyone would absolutely love it. So maybe a post-baby thing we can get you to do down here.
I'm not going to commit to anything. I need to. I'm already nervous thinking about it.
Classic commitment issues from Pollard. I'm surprised you're even having a baby, to be honest.
Same.
All right. Next on the show, Nath from Your Mind is going to join us. He's the guy that's accepted our producer Matt's filthy challenge of no showers for 2 weeks. He's here, and Jay, who manages the joint, she came in and she goes, oh, the smelly guy's here, Nath. He's waiting at the front door for you.
They won't let him in because he stinks.
Almost a week he hasn't showered in, and he's sitting across from me right now. So we'll check in with him when we come back.
Gorney and Ash Pollard. The Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
Kicking it down here, Pollard, just getting amongst the peninsula people, which is great. And one of them is someone we've had on the show over the last week. He's accepted a challenge to go no showers for 2 weeks, which our producer, Maddie, suggested that. You and I declined politely.
What was this off the back of?
There was a doctor who said he went 4 years without using any soap, and he swore that you didn't even need any soap. Mm. And then Matt set us that challenge, and we declined. But Nath from Your Minor accepted it, and we've even put this together back in the studio. Producer Matt, kick it off.
Nath is kind of smelly. 2 weeks with no shower.
Nath from Your Minor, kind of smelly, 2 weeks with no shower. Jay, who manages the Bayview here, says to me, oh, the smelly guy's here. He's out the front. He's waiting for you. And that is Nath. Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. How are we?
He's here. He's here with me.
Hold Nath, on. Actually, hey, Gaundy, hi, mate. Can you please turn the computer around so I can have a quick squeeze at Nath? I just want to copper gaze. Okay. You've got a hat on and a hoodie. Jay, you are going inconspicuous.
He's on his
How's
way
the
to work.
Smell?
The smell's not too bad, Ash. It's okay. The feeling.
Mm.
I can't get warm. I just don't feel fresh. Not at all.
Yeah, I do often shower to warm up a little bit, to be honest. Yeah. Yep. So it's just a dirty feeling, is it?
It is, mate.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Do you want to bow out at any point, or are you going to keep going?
No, I'm pretty good to stay with it at the moment.
Okay, because we started it on Wednesday, so we're Monday now, so you're not even a week into it yet. You're not even halfway.
I'm doing all right.
What's your wife thinking? Has she pointed out any kind of like stinky vibes from you?
Well, Saturday we had a big day fishing and smoking meats all day.
Oh.
I had to sleep in the swag Saturday night. She would not let me inside Saturday night.
Have you got long hair?
But last night you were let back into the bed, were you?
Yeah, I had a good wash yesterday. Good wash yesterday.
He's been using the wipes.
Yep. Wipes and a bit of body wash.
Hang on, what do you mean body wash?
On the wipes, just to freshen up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to freshen up. Okay, so you get the wipes in your butt and underneath your pits.
Oh, I'll leave that up to you, Ash.
Leave it to my imagination.
Yep, all yours.
Well, Ash has offered you a bubble bath off the back of this.
I have not. I just said I'd like to be there when Nathan... Not physically. It would just be nice to sort of maybe go live on Instagram or something whilst you take your first shower.
Yeah, we'll tee it up. All right, well, we wanted to check in with you. Thanks for popping down to the Woi Woi. You're not hanging around here till 9, eh? Because you stink, mate.
No, I'm out of here.
Okay. He just came down for an update. We will catch up with you again at some point this week.
No worries.
Thanks for accepting this ridiculous challenge. What do all the work boys think of it?
Yeah, they're keeping away.
They're keeping their distance, yeah.
I've got my own little section.
Yeah, yeah.
Nath,
everyone
do
else
you smoke durries?
He's 3 metres.
Yep. I do, actually.
He does.
Oh, mate, you would be an absolute stinker.
I'm not too bad, Ash. I'm not too bad.
I went to go find him, Pollard, and I was like, where's Nath? And he was out having a durry at 7 a.m.
Durry munchers don't think they stink, but they do.
No, I'm pretty good, Ash. I'm good.
Just asking.
Yep. I love you, Nath. Distance, good on you, mate.
That's for sure. All right, catch up soon. Good on you, Nath.
Thanks, Gorn. Cheers, mate.
No shower for 2 weeks.
Mm.
It's Gorn and Ash on here.
Get up with Gorn and Ash Pollard. Hits 101.3.
This could be the best day of the year for me, Pollard. Live from the Bay Boy this morning. Yeah. Everyone's rolling in. Everyone's got a big smile on their face. And just good to see places reopening back on the coast. And great to get down here and get amongst the peninsula people. So if you're anywhere in the area, come down and say g'day. We're back.
Mm.
Feels good.
Feels good.
Never left. That's Greater Bank.
That's right. They also feel good.
Yeah. Never left.
Feels good. And it feels good depositing your money in bank accounts with them.
Yeah, especially when you're getting ahead, and that's the big thing. And if you step away from the big four, you can see how much you can save. Hop online and compare to see how you can save by switching to Greater Bank. That's instant savings just by jumping onto Google and checking out how you can save with Greater Bank. Hey, we've got a brand new thing to kick off at 8 o'clock this morning.
What's that?
It's our Wheel of Games.
Oh.
Yeah, different game every morning, 8 o'clock. Which we're going to be doing next on the show. Bit of fun for a Monday morning. Yeah? Fire up the wheel. We'll do that when we get back.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hits 101.3.
When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kincumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard's
Wheel of Games.
Hey, just after 8 o'clock for a Monday morning. I'm live from the Bayview today as they reopen. We've got some ladies here, Pollard. Some ladies have just turned up.
See,
yeah. Come over here, ladies, and have a quick... Just you don't have to jump on air. Just show Pollard that you're here. Here we go. Here's
the ladies. Hey, girls.
They listen to us every morning.
Oh, blessed.
Thanks for coming down, ladies.
Someone's got their active wear on. Someone's just gone for a run and followed
that
up with a beer.
Wear and they're having a little champers.
Oh, love.
Having a little I'll chat to you in a sec because we've got a brand new thing that we're about to do here. It is our Wheel of Games. Different game every morning at this time, Pollard.
Mm-hmm. Quite a selection, actually.
Gaundy, quickly.
You spin this wheel?
You can have one of those ladies play against a caller if you like.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what calls we get first, 13, 12, 16. So I want to... I've got to chat to them first. They've just turned up. I'll just see if...
He would like to make their acquaintance before we throw them on air.
Yeah, before we commit to that, and let's just see what we get on the phone lines as well, 13, 12, 16. Let's spin our electronic wheel and find out what our first game is for Wheel of Games. Here we go.
Movie bio guessing game.
Yee-hoo!
Ah, I like that. All right. Movie bio guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
13, 12, 16. Jinx.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
It's our Wheel of Games, and this morning we've spun up the movie bio guessing game.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Gaundy and Ash Pollard's Movie Bio Guessing Game.
Yeah, different game after 8 o'clock each day, all thanks to Mitre 10 Kincumber. Today it's the Movie Bio Guessing Game, Pollard.
We opened the phones on 13, 12, 16, and we have two wonderful callers this morning, Melissa from Noraville and Mel from Narara. Morning, gals.
Morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Mel and Melissa. Okie dokes. That's going
to
be...
Well, the tough part is your names is your buzzer. So one of you will have to be Melissa and the other will have to be Mel. Mm. Do we know which is which?
I'm Mel.
Yeah, I'm Melissa.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the movie. You buzz in and you get it wrong, the other person gets a free guess. If you can't get it, we continue on with the movie bio. But if you know the movie, just buzz in with your name. Good luck, ladies.
Okay.
Playing for the Mitre 10 voucher.
First movie. When slacker friends Joe Cooper and Doug Reamer are challenged to a pickup basketball.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's in.
Oh, shit. No, I thought it was something else. It's challenged to a basketball.
No, are you buzzing out?
Yeah, I'm buzzing out.
Okay, Mel, you get a free guess.
Okay. Dude, where's my car?
No.
Incorrect.
No.
Joe Cooper and Doug Reamer are challenged to a pickup basketball game against some jocks. They counter by proposing to play a game they learned which combines basketball and baseball. In reality, they are improvising all of the rules, but somehow... the sport becomes a hit. A promoter forms a popular league alongside the boys. But after his death, a rival owner wants to change the rules to increase profits. And the two are forced to compete to save their beloved sport. The sport combines basketball and baseball.
What do you get when you put those two words together? The creators of South Park.
God.
What do you get when you put... Yes?
Mel's in.
Basketball.
Yes, Mel! Yes.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have got that.
Nah, that's a tough one. It is. It's a bit of a dude's movie too, isn't it, basketball?
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny, actually. You might like it, Paula.
It is funny, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty funny movie. The South Park guy is pretty good. All right, movie number two, ladies. Good luck. Mel, if you get this, you win the game. It is best of three.
Okay.
Playboy vet Henry sets his heart on romancing Lucy, but she has short-term memory loss. She can't remember anything that has happened the day before.
Mel,
oh, Mel is in for the win.
Yeah.
Yes!
She's done it.
Well done, Mel.
In a clean sweep.
Thanks, Melissa.
Good on you,
all
Melissa.
Right, Melissa from Nora Head, she's out. Mel from Narara has picked it up this morning. You got the voucher for Mitre 10 Kingcumber.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, our first winner of our Wheel of Games. So we'll have a different game again tomorrow morning. All thanks to Mitre 10. When one project leads to another, be rewarded every time with Kingcumber Mitre 10 Mighty Rewards. There it is, the movie by a guessing game. Well done, Mel. Well done.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
How's that frothy? Business.
Yeah, I'm still sitting on the same one since 7 o'clock. So,
oh, mate, come on, get a load. Let's go.
All right, if you insist.
Responsibly.
Just trying to be professional around here, you know? Just trying to keep it profesh, as you would say. The Voice, last night. Let's take a listen to Kirby on The Voice.
Maybe this time. Oh.
Oh,
guess what? We have Kirby on the line this morning. Kirby, morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Wowee, that was just a banger. You like to belt out the musical numbers, don't you?
It's just subtle, you know.
Just, yeah, totally subtle.
Just subtle.
Is that a Chicago number?
It's actually from the cabaret, but the film. Liza Minnelli made it famous from Cabaret.
Oh, yes. One of my favorites.
It's a beautiful song.
Do you feel a song like that or a style like that of music has what it takes to win a show like The Voice?
Oh, look, I wanted to show where my roots are. I've been doing, you know, in the professional musical theatre industry for the last decade. So I wanted to go out there and do something that I'm really comfortable with. But I'm ready to move into that rock, pop, blues style to kind of reach a wider audience.
Is this the first time that you've auditioned for a show like this?
It's not, actually. Many years ago, I was on another show very, very briefly. I was very young. But this is the first time I've actually been able to go through it, because previous years I have gone into audition for The Voice, I've always gotten a show. I've gotten a contract that I've had to leave The Voice and go into work. So this is the first year I've been available to actually pursue it, which I'm absolutely stoked for. I'm having the best time.
Yeah, well, nothing's happening at the moment, so we've all got a bit of time on our hands. Tell me, what's it like when you walk out onto that stage and all the chairs are turned around and you don't know if anyone's going to talk to you? Is that about as nervous as you could possibly get?
You know what? I've actually never been more nervous in my entire life. And I know people say that. They all say, oh, yeah, I'm nervous. But I don't think... I can't even explain it. I've done so many opening nights and important performances, and especially, you know, as a performer, you're a professional auditioner, basically, but you walk out of the room before they talk about you. This is being prepared to stand in front of people who critique you to your face and to the nation, really. So it's very revealing and it's terrifying, especially as someone who is already established. You know, you're putting yourself on the chopping block, basically.
I can't think of anything worse, to be honest. Just not know if you're going to get rejected or not. What's going to happen?
Oh, that's just standard performance / musical theatre life. You get rejected permanently all the time.
I mean, yeah, you're going to get more no's than you are yeses. And I think all of that can really be good training for something like The Voice.
Speaking of no's, the performance that you did was just sensational, out of this world. I absolutely loved it.
You
were so involved. But I was so shocked to see that Delta and Guy turned their chairs around. That was not shocking to me at all. That I agreed with them. But bloody Kelly and what's his face?
And George.
Boy George did not even push the button to swivel at all.
I know. What are they thinking?
God, I couldn't believe it.
George had the most to say about it.
What?
Which I love.
Do you get tempted to beg at the end? Do you get tempted to go, come on, guys, turn around, just give me a chance?
Yeah, I mean, the thrill when you finally see a chair turn, it gives you so much energy that I almost, my parents call it my supersonic button because I do tend to get a bit nuts. Growing up singing in blues bands makes you go a bit wild. But I was so excited to see the chairs turn that I was like, whoever comes next, it doesn't matter. I'm in. I've got a chance. I'm going to have one more go at this, you know. But, yeah, George seemed to have a lot to say, but he didn't even turn his chair. So, but I appreciate it. I mean,
Now like they're not coming back to Australia. We're here for the rest of the show anyway. So maybe that's karma on them. Maybe that was...
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, maybe it's how it was meant to be. All right, you're on Team Guy. He is sticking around, obviously, being one of the Australian judges, and it is going to be interesting to see how they replace Kelly and George if they can't get back into the country. That'll be interesting with the live shows. But, Kirby, all the best with it. We can't wait to see how you progress on The Voice in 2020.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for the support.
Bravo.
Get behind her, Kirby, on The Voice. It's Gaundy and Ash on it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Kids 101.3.
I'm going to say a big thanks to the guys for having me. Thanks for letting me be here this morning. I did flag it with you guys on air, and Pollard, you got right behind the idea, so I appreciate that.
Yes, well, I'd like to live vicariously through everybody at the moment who can have a beverage.
That's right.
I'm all for it.
I've had one this morning. They've even baked some little beer cookies here. Look at that.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Looks very Homer Simpson-esque.
It does, doesn't it? A little cookie as a beer. And I just wanted to say a happy birthday to Paris. Paris and her mum turned up here. Her mum, Sonia, they listen to our show every single day. They popped down here. Paris turned 18 on the 25th of March. So since she's been 18, she hasn't been able to go out anywhere on the coast because they've all been shut down. So for her 18th birthday, they came down here at 7 a.m. and she had her first one. Yes. Paris.
That is insane.
Yeah. So, and it was cute because I don't know if you remember back to your first sort of outing with your parents when you hit that age, but it was a real bonding moment between mother and daughter who got to do that for the very first time, and we played witness to it. So,
well, that's cute. I don't think I was able to do anything as cute as that. I don't even remember. I know what I was doing. I was away overseas. That's why I didn't have any bonding sessions.
Okay. I remember my first beer with my dad was just a great moment, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, especially when you can shout them. Also, thanks to Jace for letting me be down here as well, because I got him over the line last week
Our boss. Yeah, good on you.
Before we get out of here, don't forget this week, our caller of the week is the Musashi Pack, trusted sports nutrition to fuel your performance and optimize your recovery. Visit musashi.com. We have $500 worth to give away at the end of this week for our caller of the week. We are back tomorrow morning from 6. Should I stay here for the rest of the day or what should I do?
I think you should maybe go and get yourself a fresh beer.
Yeah.
Enjoy that and then go home.
Drink responsibly. Okay. Or I might just see you Wednesday. How about that?
Or not.
See you Wednesday, guys.
No, don't you dare.
This is going to be back open in New South Wales. Hopefully it doesn't go backwards and they have to do more restrictions again. That would suck.
That would suck, wouldn't it? God.
Yeah, these guys are open till midnight tonight. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Enjoy yourselves, guys. Drink responsibly.
Thanks for listening. Gaundy and Ash, you're on Hit.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hits 101.3.